Children, we're going to hear a story, a parable that the Lord told us, and it's about our life after death and also about sharing. Hear the word of the Lord in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 16. And there was a certain rich man, and he wore crimson and fine linen, making merry sumptuously every day. And there was a certain pauper, that means a poor man, named Lazarus, who was laid at his gate with sores and longing to be satisfied with the crumbs that fell from the table of the rich man. But even the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the pauper died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. And the rich man also died and was buried. And in hell, lifting up his eyes, being in torments, he sees Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried out and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the end of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am grieved in this flame. But Abraham said, Child, remember that thou didst receive thy good things in thy life, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, but thou art grieved. And besides all these things, between us and you, a great gulf is fixed, so that they who desire to cross over from here to you cannot, neither can they pass from there to us. And he said, I beseech thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldst send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, that he may testify to them, lest they also come into this place of torment. Abraham says to him, They have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. And he said, No, Father Abraham, but if one from the dead went to them, they will repent. And he said to them, If they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one should rise again from the dead. We read also from the work Heaven and Hell. And this is from the chapter on the occupations or jobs that angels do. See if you hear about a job that you might like to do. It is impossible to count up the occupations in the heavens, still less to describe them in detail. But something may be said about them in a general way, for they are numberless, and they vary in accordance with the functions of the societies. Everyone there performs a use, for the Lord's kingdom is a kingdom of uses. In the heavens, as on the earth, there are many forms of service. For there are church affairs, there are civil affairs, and there are domestic affairs. As all the societies in the heavens are distinct in accordance with their goods, so they are distinct in accordance with their uses, goods being goods in act, that is, the goods of charity, which are uses. Some societies are employed in taking care of little children, others in teaching and training them as they grow up, others in teaching and training in like manner the boys and girls that have acquired a good disposition from their upbringing in the world, and in consequence have come into heaven. There are other societies that teach the simple good from the Christian world and lead them into the way to heaven. There are others who in like manner teach and lead the various heathen or non-Christian nations. There are some societies that defend from evil spirits the newly arrived spirits that have just come from the world. There are some that take care of the spirits that are in the lower earth, and some that take care of spirits that are in the hells, and restrain them from tormenting each other beyond prescribed limits. And there are some that take care of those who are being raised from the dead. In general, angels from each society are sent to men to watch over them and to lead them away from evil affections and consequent thoughts, and to inspire them with good affections so far as they will receive them in freedom. And by means of these, they also direct the deeds or works of men by removing evil intentions as far as possible. When angels are with men, they dwell as it were in their affections, and they are near to man just in the degree in which he is in good from truths, and are distant from him just in the degree in which his life is distant from good. But all these occupations of angels are occupations of the Lord through the angels, for angels perform them from the Lord and not from themselves. For this reason, in the word, in its internal sense, angels mean not angels, but something belonging to the Lord. And for the same reason, angels are called gods in the word. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.